They sure can. What kind of a dog was your sport? Just dog?
He was just a shepherd. Just a shepherd dog. Sport was a shepherd and pup was a shepherd. Mm-hmm. We brought him and Candace here with us. Mm-hmm. Old pup.
Let's see, I asked you about haunted house. What did you call the things in a haunted house?
Call them spooks.
Those were spooks, huh?
Yeah.
Was that the same as the devil?
Huh?
Was that the same
as... Yeah. I'll tell you, we did have kind of a haunted house. I'll tell you a story. My brother-in-law homesteaded, and he had a one-room house down the bottom right next to timber. And he didn't like my brother younger than me very well. And he had a hard hand. And he made it up. We went over there and he wanted to go to coon hunting and possum hunting, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, he got us all go hunting, and he said, "Now you come back past that old house down there." Well, when we come back up past that old house, the moon had just shined a little bit, and here my brother-in-law and another fellow stepped out of that old house with white sheets around him. And the fellow with him, he just fainted. I took out a running. And my brother, he scared so he couldn't run, because the other fellow just fainted. Mm-hmm. And they finally seen that he scared so, and they got scared that there's something, that he might have a heart attack or something. And finally they disrobed, mm-hmm. make him out of that old haunted house. So after that, we all called it that the haunted house. But one of them fellas, my brother ran a half mile. Been there half mile before he stopped. To get to where my sister lived, you know.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I ran off waiting and finally stopped. I kind of figured out what it was. But this other fella, he was still laying there. He tell them, before they went on that down there, we went hunting, we got talking about spooks and haunted things, you know, and ghosts, you know.
Yeah.
And they made a big story out of it before we even went on this trip.
Got you all ready for it, huh?
And they got us all, they were all ready for it.
Oh, what a dirty trick.
that fella, he was 18, 19 years old, but after he said he wasn't scared. Well, anyway, he couldn't move any. He fell over. I did look kind of funny, you know, coming out of the old haunted house. Just a little bit of moon peeking through the clouds, you know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. When you were a boy, what did you usually say to ladies and gentlemen? Yes, sir, or yes, sir?
Just yes, no. It wasn't much yes, sir, to it. Just yes, no.
What was the greeting that you used when you were a boy? If you'd meet someone on the street?
Well, I'd meet in the morning, say good morning.
Uh-huh.
And how do you do? That's the main thing.
If you wanted to ask him to come visit you again?
Well, said, come visit us, something like that. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't change too much.
Mm-hmm. On Christmas morning, what did you say?
Well, we said happy Christmas. We all got up. We didn't have many Christmas trees in them days, you know. But we all hung up our stockings. Mm-hmm. And we all had something.
Did you shout anything to your mother the first time you saw her? Or?
No.
Merry Christmas?
Or? No, hardly not in them days much. Mm-hmm. Was all glad to have something to eat. Even get tape to get something to eat.
Yeah. And what was the first thing you said on New Year's?
Well, we didn't say Happy New Year's. Mm-hmm. That hadn't changed much.
Let's see, you were telling me about your party the other night, and you said you paid $2 for what?
Well, we don't have no dues to this.